And this is New England Public Radio News. I'm Kari Njiri. The Boston Celtics are in the nation's capital tonight to play the Washington Wizards in the second round of the NBA Eastern Conference playoffs. The Celtics lead 2-0 in the best-of-seven series. Guard Isaiah Thomas has continued his impressive play, despite the death of his sister nearly 3 weeks ago. On Tuesday, his late sister's birthday, Thomas scored 53 points in an overtime win. Gary Washburn is the national basketball writer and Celtics reporter for the Boston Globe. He tells me that despite the heartbreak, Thomas has continued to carry the team.
He has been otherworldly at this point in terms of what he's been able to endure, and then also how he's been able to play, and the fact that he's kind of used basketball as a salve to get him by, and also played through this pain.
Has his play been MVP worthy?
Oh, of course. I mean, he's the most valuable player on the Celtics. I'm not sure where they would be if he wasn't carrying the team scoring-wise and just being the heart and soul of the team, where his teammates are motivated by what he does. I mean, that's been the most important part.
What has been the key strategy in countering a very talented offensive star guard John Wall and company?
They've basically had to outscore Washington. Washington is a very good offensive team, but they're a team that, you know, can struggle sometimes on defense, and I think the Celtics have exploited that, but they've also been able to make some defensive plays down the stretch to stymie Washington, but the series is far from over, and the Celtics are going to have to play good basketball to get a victory in Washington.
The series now shifts to D.C. Do you expect the Celtics coach Brad Stevens to continue a strategy that he had on Tuesday of playing small, using four guards and Al Horford?
Yeah, I think he's going to do whatever it takes to win the game. And if he feels as if their small lineup will be effective, he's going to do it. I think he's at the point where anything goes. You don't care about hurt feelings or guys who are used to doing certain roles, so on and so forth. So I think he does whatever it takes to make it happen.
And what do you expect from Washington to try to even the series at home?
I think Washington is going to try to make Isaiah Thomas work on defense. They're going to try to turn him into more of a defender to where it maybe tires him out offensively, make him play a full game. And what's happened in this series is he's outscored the Wizards players and he hasn't had to play much defense. That is what has hurt the Wizards in this series.
There's been a rivalry of sorts between the Celtics and Wizards with a lot of chippy play evident throughout the regular season games and now sort of continuing on into the playoffs. What's going on with these two teams, or is it just playoff basketball?
I think it's playoff basketball. I also think these are two teams that are kind of emerging in the Eastern Conference. They're trying to challenge LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers, and they've collided, and they're on kind of the same path. And so when you have two teams that are a lot alike in their growth process and they both want to be that next great team, there's going to be some competition, and that's what has happened. Both teams have just had those young, hungry guys, and when they go at each other, it's not nice. You know, it's not hopscotch out here. This is basketball, and guys are going to show pride, and they're going to play hard, and they're going to come at each other.
Gary Washburn, national basketball writer and Celtics reporter for the Boston Globe. Thank you so much for your knowledge.
Thank you.
Game 3 of the Celtics-Wizards playoff series begins tonight at 8. This is New England Public Radio.